This is Dagaris, Masculist, MGTOW, Flyers. That is 2-3 page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Dagaris. This is flyer number 464, entitled Society Really Needs Masculism. Description. This flyer maps out six reasons why women will benefit from a masculisted society and six reasons why men will benefit as well. The main idea of this flyer is that society would be a lot better off if it became bi-conscious. Now the flyer itself. Society Really Needs Masculism by Prof. Dr. Hugo Dagaris. Email profhugodagaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodagaris.wordpress.com. The more I look at our planet's gender woes, the more convinced I become that society really needs masculism to liberate men from decades of manslavery, from being forced to pay for a kid he doesn't want, also for decades of his life, that he will have the right to reject an unwanted pregnancy by having the paternity rejection right legislated, and not being financially crucified in the hated fluffy feminist dominated divorce court system that is ruining the lives of one father in four, a major gender crime. Women too will benefit from the rise of masculism. Maybe not straight away, since masculism first needs to establish itself in society, and that will cause a lot of initial friction with the monoconscious feminists, as they are forced to concede to the masculists that gender oppression is a two-way street, that in fact women oppress men far worse than vice versa, with decades of manslaving parasitism, by not fipping up in high school and college, expecting to be able to parasite off the money and labour of a man. I read that a quarter of women are now on antidepressants, a horrific figure, and that more than a quarter of young women now have herpes, an incurable viral sexual disease. These two stats alone tell me that there's something terribly wrong with society that such things happen. The above is pretty much a lead-in to this flyer. I think I'll start with how masculism will help women, and then in the second half do the same for men. I do believe that masculism will definitely benefit both sexes, but that will obviously not be evident to monoconscious feminists who have been brainwashed all their lives that gender oppression is a one-way street. The feminists will have to go through a phase of cognitive dissonance and only gradually come to accept what the masculists are telling them, and telling them very forcefully that to remain closed to the idea that gender oppression is a two-way street is a form of bigotry, that such feminists are MFBs, that's monoconscious feminazi bigots, who are usually rejected by masculists as being very much un-girlfriend material. So how will the rise of masculism help women? I list a few bulleted ways and then elaborate on them later. Bullet. Bi-conscious feminists lose their feminazi bitchiness and hence are more likely to have boyfriends. Bullet. Relationships with men will be stabler and deeper. Bullet. Women as a sex will be more respected by men. Bullet. Women will have more authentic lives. Bullet. Women will lose their monoconscious arrogance. Bullet. Women will not have to fight their heterosexual biology. And now in more detail. Bullet. Bi-conscious feminists lose their feminazi bitchiness and hence are more likely to have boyfriends. Monoconscious feminists are usually rather feminazi bitchy towards men because they are angry at men for the ways that men oppress women, for example, rape, sexual harassment, domestic violence, etc. This bitchiness makes them unattractive to men, so men tend to reject them, leaving them rotting on the shelf. Whereas bi-conscious feminists, by definition, have had both their feminist and their masculine consciousnesses raised, so see clearly that gender oppression is a two-way street, and that in fact women oppress men far worse than vice versa, since women oppress men with man-slavery, living off a man's money and labour for decades, a gender crime far worse than even men's rape of women. Thus, the bi-conscious feminist has her feminist anger at men for the ways that men oppress women cancelled by a corresponding and oppositely directed masculist anger at women for the ways that women oppress men. Thus, the bi-conscious feminist is much less feminazi bitchy towards men and is thus much nicer to be with for a man. So she is much more likely to have a boyfriend rather than simply be rejected out of hand by a masculist who will not give a monoconscious feminazi bigot, that's MFB, the time of day. Thus, boyfriended bi-conscious feminists are much more likely to be happier with life, being regularly loved, sexed, orgasmed, and, in brackets, if the divorce courts are men-feared, even given babies, so long as he wants to be a father. Bullet. Relationships with men will be stabler and deeper. Under the influence of feminism and the pill, young women have become far more promiscuous, even slutty, in the past few decades. A recent anonymous survey taken of graduating females getting their bachelor degree at an average UK university showed that the average number of penises in these women was around 30. So such women have probably had some 40 different penises in them by the time they turn 30. Research shows that the more penises a woman has had in her, the higher is the likelihood that she will divorce. So men are quite justified in labelling promiscuous women as sluts. That is a very bad investment as a long-term partner for a man. Why do high body count women divorce more readily? Probably because they feel less bonded to their 41st penis slash husband. Before the pill came, having sex for a woman was a much more significant event than for a man, since for a woman, if she gets pregnant, then she will have a 20-year commitment to the kid she grows in her womb. For a man, sex is over in minutes, so he thinks far less about it. If a woman has lots of sexual partners, then she desensitizes herself towards the man she sexes, feeling less and less emotionally bonded to each one as they come and go, literally. So, as masculists put pressure on women to have fewer sexual partners, these women will be more able to emotionally bond with their husbands and boyfriends, forming more stable and longer-lasting relationships. Divorce is always traumatic, so the fewer the divorces, the happier people should become. Bullet. Women as a sex will be more respected by men. As women fip up under severe moral pressure from the masculine and society as a whole, then women will be living much the same lifestyles as men, that is, as careerists. In brackets, except for the 6 years or so that women may be at home looking after very small kids and benefiting from a motherhood wage from the government. Close brackets. But since women have a career window of half a century, for most of her adult life, a woman is largely a careerist, similar to her husband/boyfriend. So the two of them lead almost identical lives, so understand each other better, are better able to empathize with each other's problems and triumphs. As millions of masculisted men see millions of masculisted women bother to fip up by bothering to get career competent educations, then this will please masculisted men, brackets, which in time will be most men, the way that today most women have been influenced by feminist ideas, close brackets. So these masculisted men will have more respect for these fipped women who have made the effort to become career competent and not expect fluffy style to be able to manslave a man for decades by living off his money and labour. Bullet. Women will have more authentic lives. Once women have absorbed Masker's ideas, they will live more intellectually honest lives. They will have absorbed Masker's and MGTOW ideas on women's nature and be less delusionary about women's contributions to society, etc. Young women today tend to be princesses, thinking they are the pinnacle of creation, since they get so much sexual attention from many men, especially online, thanks to the internet. But once they have become bi-conscious, they will have learned about masculine truths about women. For example, that women have 10% smaller brains, that women have won a pathetic 1% of science Nobel Prizes, etc. Masculine ideas will shatter these women's delusions and force them to be more realistic. This can have a calming effect on women as they accept reality and live according to it, not dreaming in a fairyland of false expectations. Bullet. Women will lose their monoconscious arrogance. Young women today are often incredibly arrogant, behaving like privileged princesses. They benefit from two things simultaneously, namely feminism and the nubile years of their lifespan. Feminism teaches young women that men oppress women, that women are the morally superior sex, etc. This goes to young women's heads, so they feel superior to men and to older women. Their self-image is reinforced by the attention given to them by men, since these women in their 20s are at the peak of their sexual attractiveness to men, who shower them with attention and sexual invitations that these young women often take up if the guy who is inviting is a real sexual hunk of a man. But when a young woman is confronted by a masculist of the same age who puts powerful moral pressure on her to fip up or be socially and sexually rejected, then that will prick her unconscious feminazi bubble and she'll be forced to face reality. Her masculisted male acquaintances will tell her that women are genetically inferior in many respects relative to men. For example, in intelligence, in IQ variance, with 10% smaller brains, only winning 1% of science Nobel Prizes, having a tenth of the testosterone levels of men. So women achieve almost nothing, build almost nothing, create almost nothing, etc. Thus, these young women will become more realistic and hence be seen as more attractive by men. So these women will have better relationships with such men and hence be happier. Bullet. Women will not have to fight their heterosexual biology. 99.5% of women are heterosexual, so are dependent on men for their sex. Monoconscious feminists have a hard time being both sexual with a man and at the same time not liking men in general, due to her feminist brainwashing that has taught her all her life that men are the oppressors of women, so should not be liked. How does a woman simultaneously not like a man whom she is cunting? The sexual drive is very powerful for obvious reasons, so misandrous feminists need to suppress their misandry while sexing with a man. The type of man she selects to sex with is a result of her biology, her evolution that has made her prefer a man who is taller, bigger, stronger, fiercer than her, since in the distant past, women sexually selected such men because such men were more able to protect her and her kids from other men, especially from warriors of enemy tribes. So such a misandrous, monoconscious feminist is fighting her own biology. Her biology wants a brute hunk of a man who makes her vagina wet. Yet her feminist ideology preaches to her that such a man is toxic, the enemy of the feminists. She is in a bind. However, when she learns about female nature from the maskless and becomes bi-conscious, she will have her gender political ideology brought more in line with her true sexuality, her deeply evolved sexual preference for a man who can protect her, a taller, stronger, bigger, fiercer brute of a man. This is the end of part one.